I'm Breon Gaines at Midwest Technology Conference, or METC 2015. I'm talking with the top education technology leaders from across the Midwest. This is METC East Student News Bureau. All right, so I'm here with Mrs. Spahnhorst at the METC 2015 meeting. So tell me a little bit about your presentation today.
I actually teach Excel classes. So today I presented about how to flip your classroom to teach Excel. So I talked about how to create like tutorial videos in order for people to better learn Excel.
Yeah. I also heard in the presentation you just did that you were talking about flipped and blended classrooms. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Yeah, absolutely. So a flipped classroom is basically where you learn the material at home and then you come into school and use it. So you would either do homework or do a lab or something like that. Whereas I do more of a blended classroom. So I have tutorial videos, but I don't necessarily assign them as homework. They can be done either during class or at home whenever they're ready to move on to the next step. Yeah.
So you being a teacher, how do you choose which style of classroom to use during the class?
You know what? That's actually a pretty good question. It kind of just depends on, I've basically based mine on experience. So like my first year teaching, I didn't do any sort of flipped or blended learning. I just taught everybody standing in front of the room, you know, typical teacher. Yeah. and then I started kind of dabbling in it, I guess, and doing like little tutorials here and there until I kind of figured it out a little bit, I guess. So now I'm kind of trying to, you know, take on more at a time and start, you know, designing my own classroom the way I think it'll be better.
Now, as a student, you being a student in the past, how would you feel about actually learning through flipped classrooms? Which one would you prefer learning in?
You know what? I actually probably really would have liked having a flipped classroom. Yeah. I'm one of those people that I do fade out. I'm paying attention, and then all of a sudden I hear something, and I think of something, and then all of a sudden I'm paying attention again, and I'm like, wait, where are we now? So being able to, you know, pause a lecture, go back and figure out where I dropped off, it would have been really beneficial for me.
So what excites you most about teaching students about technology and about the programs of Excel?
You know, I think what excites me most is seeing what they're able to do with it. I mean, I've probably learned as much from my students as they've learned from me, if not more, you know. I really like being able to see that, you know, things that they are interested in learning, and especially teaching technology things, they're more likely to bring me things that they find that they'll think I think will be cool, you know.
So what would you say is probably one of your best experiences in teaching technology?
Let's see. You know, probably one of my best experiences, this is actually a girl I taught Excel to, and she came in after having taken my class and was like, you know what, my dad hired me part-time to run his books for him. So it's kind of fun seeing that this is a skill that, you know, I'm teaching people that they're actually able to use in real life.
So if one person or one teacher came to your presentation today, what one thing would you like them to walk away with?
I would want them to walk away with, you know, just wanting to try something new. You know, I mean, I like doing new stuff. I get bored doing the same thing over and over again. So I think that if they came away being like, you know what, I'm going to try just one lesson as a flipped classroom and see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ms. Spahnhorst, for coming over and letting us interview you today. Hope you have a good rest of the day.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.